I left off in the previous shiur, noting that there was a machlokus between the Rishonim as to whether Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah min HaTorah or only a mitzvah min HaRabbanan. And we said, Lamayna, what's the difference? So we said a possible difference would be a suffix. If a person doesn't remember, is not sure whether they're required to recite Birchas HaTorah, should they recite it or not. If you follow the view that Birchas HaTorah is only min HaRabbanan, then we plug in the rule suffix brachas lahachel, and one does not recite the bracha yet. If you assume the Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah min HaTorah, then we plug in a different rule called Tzveika Daraisa L'Chumra, and you would have to recite the bracha. Now we're a little bit of a pickle, because we're not sure whether we have a Tzveika Daraisa or we have a Tzveika Darabanan. What do you do? So the Mishabur suggests that since many, many opinions do maintain that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa, the more correct thing to do is to actually recite the Birchas HaTorah Misafek. However, the Mishabur recommends not to recite the entire list of Birchas HaTorah. So we happen to recite multiple Birchas HaTorahs every day. We recite a Shekhi Dishonu Mitzvot of Tzivanu, then we say the Harevna, which is a question whether that's even a separate bracha, and then we conclude Hashem Bacharvanu. So it says the Mishabur, it's not necessary to risk it and say so many different brachas, which are going to some may end up in brachas of Adala. Therefore, one picks one of the brachas, and the most appropriate bracha is Hashem Bacharvanu. So that is the Pesach of the Mishabura, that one simply says Hashem Bacharvanu Mikol Amin, then finishes that bracha, says a few Pesachim afterwards. Hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And that suffices for a situation of a Safek Birchas HaTorah. So this whole question really is a throwback to what we started off with last week. Is Birchas HaTorah a mitzvah min HaTorah, a mitzvah min HaRabbanan? But putting aside the issue of what the source of Birchas HaTorah is, there is a fundamental question what the very essence, what the nature of Birchas HaTorah is all about. We know in Halacha there are many, many different brachas that we recite. Many of them begin with the same nusach, but then they take on very, very different formats. So there is a concept of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, pretty straightforward. When we put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, we shake a lulav, eat matzah, etc. We recite a bracha which relates to the mitzvah that we're about to do. There are other brachas that we recite which are called Birchas HaShevach, which are brachas that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a certain phenomena. Let's say, for example, person hears thunder, sees lightning, other examples of things that a person sees that require him to be Shabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Birchas HaTorah is a little bit of a tricky one. What is the nature, what is the essence of Birchas HaTorah? Is Birchas HaTorah a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, not fundamentally different than the bracha on Hatzitzis and Hatzvillim? Or is Birchas HaTorah more of a Birchas HaShevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful, wonderful institution of Limud HaTorah, that it's not on the mitzvah proper? So lest you think that the words Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvos and Tzivanu seem to point in one direction, that seem to indicate that it is in fact the Birchas HaMitzvah, so in fact there are other brachas that we have that also start off that way, that might not necessarily be actual Birchas HaMitzvos. One of the classic examples is the bracha that is recited under the chuppah, the bracha Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvos and Tzivanu Arayas, etc., long bracha right before the Kiddusha takes place. It is also not clear whether that is a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of getting married, or it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's more of a Birchas HaShevach. So the Rambam's view is that it is a classic Birchas HaMitzvah, as it sounds, and the Rosh, in the beginning of the Masechet Ksubos, disagrees, and says it is a Birchas HaShevach on the institution of marriage, not necessarily on the mitzvah per se. There are practical nafka minas ladina. So the nusach of Asher Kiddushanu is not always a dead giveaway as to what the nature of the bracha is all about. So here when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, it's also somewhat unclear, even if it's a deraisa, derabbanan, whatever the source of the mitzvah is, it's unclear what the nature, what the essence of the bracha is all about. So as we left off on Thursday, Ma'ariv Kamina, what's the difference practically? So we'll have to leave off for today as well. Ma'ariv Kamina practically, whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaShevach, hopefully that's tomorrow, we'll try to touch a little bit more on some of the more practical issues that relate from this fundamental chakira. Wonderful day.